Falling Figure, Shoalhaven, 1976. Arthur Boyd, Oil on Canvas, 1610 by 1300 millimetres. Boyd recorded that the stillness of the Shoalhaven River and the echoes of the valley originally triggered the idea of Narcissus. In Greek mythology, Narcissus was a hunter known for his great beauty. According to the poet Ovid, he rejected all advances, eventually falling in love with his own reflection in a pool of water. Failing to eat or sleep, consumed by his image, his tragedy is his self-absorbed, solitary death. This striking work shows a naked man plunging headfirst into the smooth, flat water of the Shoalhaven River. Roughly divided into third, the upper portions of the work highlight the torso of a man spread eagle against the pink and grey granite of a large rock face just as his hand reaches the water. His feet splay apart at the top of the work. His body is muscular, his skin pink. At the V formed by his legs, his genitalia are painted in shades of grey and pink, as is his face and chin. The outstretched arm on the left enters the water. The arm on the right is not shown, disappearing into the background as if by magic. He could be performing a handstand on the surface of the water. A white line emphasizes the division between air, rock, and water. About two-thirds of the way along this dividing line, a large triangular chink in the rock exerts its prismed balance and is also reflected in the water below. Fine black scribblings of paint trace their way across the lower plane of the sheer rock face and climb scratchily on the right, mimicking the hair on the head and genitals of the falling figure. The lower third of the painting captures the green, brackish browns of the deep, muddy river water.